Hello, hello, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this beautiful Thursday morning. I'm your host, Gabe. We have a menace to society in studio, Rob. It's a little wet outside, and I could not see because the water was coming just a little too fast for me to deal with it. Boys, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Samuel, right over here.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, I'm Rob.
Yeah, you're the menace to society.
Please don't do that again. Oh.
No more crunching in the mic, Rob.
That was gross.
We are abnormal today.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
The mic is being just a tad bit silly.
Let's just pretend like that's not going on, whatever in the world's going on with Mike.
Hello.
Just move up.
Yeah, so...
Rob, we could still hear that.
You're getting your mic turned off, Rob.
Like, actually, that is...
That's awful. Yeah, no more.
So?
I'm sorry, this mic noise is just...
It's very distracting. I'll admit, it is odd.
It sounds like I have a server right behind me telling me things about my life.
But we are getting it fixed.
Yeah, that's on the to-do list.
That's in the works going on right now. Mm. So we'll get that figured out. But it's quite a nice, pleasant Thursday evening, morning.
Monday.
Huh?
I hate Mondays.
It's not Monday.
I'm Garfield.
We weren't here Monday.
We weren't.
Yeah, we had a nice, fun time looking at the sky, seeing the sun get blotted out by the moon.
We did.
Which was really cool.
For a total of 4 minutes. I saw a TikTok yesterday. Somebody was on TikTok Live, right? The thing that's going to get banned eventually. But Hit Guy was just saying, if everybody saw the eclipse at the same time, how is the Earth round?
We didn't. That's the...
Yeah, no, but I don't think he understood that because we all have different time zones, although our times lined up and it was like overlapping a little bit here and there.
I mean, like some places.
Yeah.
But like... Huh?
I know,
oh,
right?
Oh boy, that apple was delicious.
Robert,
we could hear that, yeah.
We're so thankful that you had to share it with us. I kind of want to trade my mic with Robert.
I kind of want to throw my mic at Robert.
Robert, you want to trade with me?
Hmm?
No.
You sure? I think you'd like this mic a lot more than the mic you have right there.
No, I don't think you would like me with that mic.
He's challenging my authority, Pearman. What do I do?
You're the boss, man. You're the guy behind the chair.
I just don't think you would like me with that mic.
You have the power to do whatever you want.
Airstrike.
Oh!
Give me
you
that
missed.
Mic.
You hit Pearman.
It was an accident? Okay. Just because Pearman is, like, within 7 feet of you does not mean that I missed. It means you moved. Pearman, we're gonna resuscitate you. Here. Let's find something. Where's our defibrillator?
No.
Best I have is this baby.
I stole it.
You stole the defibrillator?
Yeah.
That's not good. Oh, he's back.
All right.
He's been born again.
Like a phoenix from the ashes after we dropped a slightly larger than average bomb on him.
Mm-hmm.
What is the average for bomb size?
500.
That sounds pretty accurate to me.
I don't know.
That just sounds like a pretty average number concerning bombs.
I'm trusting that one at face value.
I don't know. Don't do that again, Gabe. The microphone gets very upset when you touch it.
Yeah,
It's very unhappy. I don't know what the.
Don't pet the mic. It gets a little
like
aggressive
I said,
at night.
We gotta figure out how to ignore the technological difficulties going on right now.
Robert is trying to conduct a studio audience to start laughing, maybe? I don't know. He's throwing wonderful hand signs at me.
I don't know.
Maybe he's trying to calm down the mic.
The listeners can't see, so just ignore him.
Robert, we can't see you. I hope you
know
blind?
That.
Yeah.
You exactly. Looked straight at the sun during
I got
the
water
eclipse.
On my glasses. I like the rain. I had my glasses in my pocket, and I'm just trying to like keep them dry while I'm sprinting through the rain.
You should invest in contact lenses, then.
I do have contacts. I just don't like putting them in the mornings because they take me, like, 10 minutes.
It takes me not even, like, 5.
Is that a giant scratch in the lens of your glasses, or is that just a hair?
I think you're hallucinating, Robert. We can't see anything here, remember?
Well, I'm not dumb, and I didn't look at the eclipse without
you sure?
the glasses.
Are you sure, Robert?
I mean, I glanced at it for like a split second.
Do you guys think that I should be a photographer?
Why? Are you good with taking pictures?
I mean, yeah, I'm all right.
I don't think people would let you near many major events to take pictures.
Darn.
I mean, no, he got a pretty good picture of me while I was behind the board.
I did, actually.
Which, thank you. I'm going to be using that.
You should put it on like your resume.
Oh, dude, it's an amazing picture. I'm glad. Thank you so much for giving me that.
When you're applying to studio jobs.
Exactly. It looks spectacular.
It does. That one was taken with my phone, but I got a nice big camera. I had a guy actually come in here not too long ago. Do you remember we were on your show, actually?
Mm-hmm.
Off the Rails every Wednesday from, I believe, 8:30 to 9:15.
There you go. Yeah. You got it. You
I was
got
about
it
to
right.
say 8:15, and I'm like, no, that doesn't sound
no,
right.
No, shows don't start then.
Oh, so sad.
Womp.
My 8:15 show slot and gone. Vaporized.
Gone because there's already the 7:45 time slot existing.
Hi.
Hi.
I have that time slot, too.
He does.
I have the 7:45 and the 8:15 time slot.
Wow, hogging all the time slots to yourself.
Yep, I just love all these time slots. I have 45 whole time slots.
I had like 3 time slots last year at one point.
You should get a Rice Krispie treat for that one.
I don't know how many I technically have, because I'm basically on every single day.
Yeah, you're on a lot of shows.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I think people just like you.
I mean, that's not a bad thing, but it's just very odd. I wasn't on this many shows last year.
Well, yeah. No, your popularity grows with age.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I'm one of the elders.
Mm-hmm. Once you're 55 and have driven at least 3 cars in your lifetime.
One of them will be a 91 Mazda Miata.
I'm gonna say yes. I'm personally not a huge fan of Miatas.
I am. They got the silly blinky lights.
I can't drive them because I'm too tall.
I'm going to ban you from every Miata to ever exist.
Rob, you don't have the power or the authority. Shut up.
I just realized I forgot to put on deodorant this morning in my rush out the door.
Well, you should have time after this to rush home and do whatever in the world you need.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it was very rainy this morning and foggy.
It was, well, okay, the fog was on and off because of the rain.
It was
more you were seeing the mist hanging in the air rather than actual fog.
Yeah, but hey, it was kind of cool.
It was. It was pretty interesting.
Until, you know, people drive with their brights on through the fog and you just cannot see the road.
Actually, most people I saw didn't have their lights on at all, which was kind of scary to me.
Yeah, no, not on my road. They have the complete opposite.
You drive back roads.
So
I don't drive back roads. I drive the roads.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I can't.
They're
deny
all
that.
Back roads. What do you mean?
But no.
You're
there's
in Hillbilly Central.
No,
where redneck engineering is the only profession.
I know where the back roads are. The back roads literally lead to nowhere. Where I live might be the middle of nowhere, but at least the roads lead somewhere.
Well, you two seem to have very opposite experiences.
I was scared for people's safety in this rain. So glad I didn't see any motorcycles. Fun
you
fact.
Just couldn't see anybody, and then. He's
calling me out that I'm blind.
He had Ram 1500 problems.
Hit big truck.
That wasn't really a big truck issue.
It was just people with their brights on.
Yeah.
High beams. Oh, I combined high beams and brights.
Man, I cannot wait to get to school today to do my stuff. Is that the sun? What's that doing there? Just like, man.
The LEDs they be putting on these vehicles.
Oh, it's not the LEDs' fault. It's the fact that people don't know how to not use their brights.
Oh, there's actually an issue with most modern cars today. Your headlights need to be aligned. They need to have their angle shifted down towards the road because sometimes when you hit a pothole or something else, they're going to wiggle in the socket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll eventually gradually raise up and start pointing at the drivers in front of you, which isn't fun for anybody. Spoiler alert. It sucks. You know it sucks. We know it sucks. Check your just your entire headlight.
I mean, yeah,
not
maybe,
just your high beams.
That usually doesn't happen as often.
Maybe we should just get better at
it's very frequent.
Fixing potholes.
That one's a hard one because half the year we cannot touch the ground. It's too cold.
It's too cold to do anything. It's too rainy to do anything.
Yeah.
It's too hot to do anything.
That one, you just work at night.
Yeah. It's about timing and weather.
Yes, they're doing that one on the 465 loop.
Mm.
Hit loop that I despise the east side of. because there is a express lane. But in that express lane, the speed limit, air quotes here, is 45. People normally go 55, 65, but some people will stick to that 45. There's no traffic in front of them. The road is a straight line. Straight line. Mm. Straight through. Nobody in front of them cruising at 45, slowing the entire line down so nobody can get out. And then as soon as you get out of the express lane, you'll soon realize that it is time to listen to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indy's Giant 90.9.
Smooth.
Passing that slow driver, cruising into the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Talk Time Thursday, Misinformation Mornings on this rainy, kind of maybe beautiful Thursday.
It might be really nice later. I'm hoping it's nice later on. I need to get my senior pictures done.
I have an offer.
I'm not having you take God my pictures. You. I already got somebody taking my pictures for me.
I'll do it for you for free.
I appreciate the offer, Gabe, but I'm quite fine. Thank you.
Robert, get the taser.
Huh?
You got it.
Thank you.
Get away from me. Don't touch me.
Well, okay. Unfortunately.
You wouldn't let me near him with a taser.
I don't think most people would let you near them with a taser. However.
I don't think most people would let you near them in general.
That's right, Robert. It's because you have at least 16 very sharp and pointy chains hanging from your neck. Like a scary man in the 1960s.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I lost my train of thought, and I just started saying the most random thing I could.
What is
he's trying to make me look like Ebenezer Scrooge's dead friend.
Yes. See? He knows what I'm talking about.
Why are we going to the... Okay.
Flashback. Scrooge. Scrooge McDuck. Hey, guy.
I know about Scrooge McDuck.
The one that ate all my gold.
He swims in a pile of coins.
Is that a non-Newtonian fluid?
Coins?
Yes.
No.
How do I swim through money?
You got to get a lot of it. And right, a lot right. of it. Second, and you got to be as tough as nails to be able to jump into a pile of coins.
What if they're all laying flat on top of each other?
Like I said, tough as nails.
And third, you got to get some cartoon physics.
I'm going to call up Scrooge McDuck and ask him how he do it. How he done it.
Doesn't he have like a diving board in his
vault? He does, yes. Vault? In his vault that he has inside of his very, very large mansion.
What a man.
What a guy.
Who's richer? Richie Rich or Scrooge McDuck?
I'm going to say Richie Rich. What was the guy from Lazy Town?
Which one?
It started with an R. It's not Roger. Robbie?
Robbie Rotten,
yeah.
Yeah, hit guy. I love that guy.
My fella.
Do you think he was valid for hating the very strong buff man, Sportacus?
I don't know. I feel like if they both set aside their differences, they would have been good buddies.
Oh, yeah, no. They're both pretty cool people.
Absolutely.
What was Robbie Rotten's whole thing? Like, what was he into besides just destroying Sportacus?
Oh, he just hates the place.
Yeah.
Oh.
He made a Sportacus robot at one point. Have you seen Sportacus as, like, just himself?
I think.
Like, not maybe? As Sportacus. He's an actual guy. He's a fitness guy who, I believe, didn't win, but or maybe he did. I can't remember. He was very, very good. Very, very toned, very, very built. Wonderful at calisthenics. Could pick himself up with just his hands, Bearman. Like, handstand from a push-up.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceeded to do push-ups while doing that handstand.
Yup.
Which is something crazy. Most people can never even dream of that.
Didn't he do that in the show?
He did that once or twice in the show. Kind of crazy. But his he had a routine set to music, which was just stunning.
Sportacus is just built different.
He is. He's built crazy different.
I want a Sportacus mustache. I just got to say, like, he had an absolutely stunning stash.
He did. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen Sportacus's mustache, you should go look right now. Look it up, unless you're driving. In those cases, if you pull over, then look it up.
You're pulling over to the side of the road to look up Sportacus's mustache.
Make sure you're safe. Turn your hazard lights on, too.
Yeah,
turn
so people can see you.
If you have any traffic cones, take them out of your car. If you have any, like...
The little triangles that trucks use?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Throw those out, too. Make sure you're big and loud.
Throw those into the road.
Make sure your passenger has a stop and slow sign for oncoming traffic.
Maybe three high-vis vests on. Make sure that they can definitely see you. Maybe a hard hat that glows in the dark.
Floodlights. Paint your car safety yellow.
Yeah. Before you look up Sporticus's mustache on the side of the road. It's a very important...
The most important step for all that is to throw the caltrops into the middle of the highway.
The what?
Caltrops.
What are those?
Little spikes.
That's a bad idea. Why are we throwing those in the middle of the road?
Because it would be funny.
We just wanted to look up Sporticus, not like destroy traffic.
No. This is now something completely different.
Robert, I don't appreciate you trying to obliterate... Wow, who just kicked their shin? Robert, did you hit your funny bone?
How funny. Ah, funny bone's not in the lake. Wait a minute.
It's not, but I was... Because he slammed like his shin against the desk, which I thought was the funniest thing. So funny bone, haha. Because it's funny to me. And it hurts for you.
That was just my shoe. I actually didn't hit anything on
Darn. I was hoping. I was praying on your downfall. How many people have you prayed on their downfalls?
Not many. I try not to. Unfortunate.
Robert. There's one that comes to mind every time someone asks me that question.
Listen, I am a positivity spreader, all right? I make people happy in life.
Do you
That's
really?
My goal. I
Are you
try.
Sure?
Are you happy?
No.
No.
Then what could I do to fix that?
Can you do a handstand push-up, please?
I don't think I'm physically capable of that.
Can you make me ripped?
I can't make you ripped. I can tell you how to, but you gotta do it yourself.
Can you call in an airstrike on Robert for me?
I don't have the funds nor the... what's the other word? Resources. The source.
Clearance.
I don't
the
have...
security clearance.
I don't have a lot of things.
Don't worry. I'll call my people. Robert, airstrike.
Oh!
You missed again.
Damn, man. You have to stop moving where Robert is. This is awful. Back to back.
I can't feel my legs.
Well, I think that's what's to be expected when you're suffering an airstrike. Robert.
You did this game.
It's like that one drone.
The one that does the funny light show of like the giant face above.
No, I'm just going to stop talking about that drone.
I'm thinking about the one that's like... It's a light show, and we're supposed to, like, throw them above people who have not been contacted before.
You know what I find funny?
What?
Videos taken from drones of drones just smacking people in the head.
I don't think that's very funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay, well, maybe not drones, but have you seen, like, videos of just, like, what am I thinking of? I forgot what I was thinking of. Throw rocks at people's head. No, don't do that.
Don't. That would...
That will hurt.
Don't do that one.
I was really contemplating whether or not to say that.
I believe that was called stoning back in the day. And we aren't supposed to do that.
That used to be what the lottery was.
Oh.
What?
I won the lot. No, I'm pretty sure you're thinking of some kind of like dystopian future.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there was like a short film about that one.
Yeah, there's a whole lottery thing where if you got picked, you got stoned. And not in the fun way.
That's how they control society, guys. We throw rocks at each other and the government wins. No. I think we're pretty independent ourselves. I've lost my train of thought yet again. We're still Thursday, I guess.
Yeah, the day doesn't change until, you know, past the midnight hour.
Oh,
that's how that works.
It's Tuesday.
Wow.
A Tuesday, all right. I didn't get a weekend. Hey, that's not fair.
Well, womp womp.
This is not a womp womp moment, Gabe.
Weeble wobble.
Huh?
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
I don't know what you just said, but I'm going to nod my head and smile. Yes, yes, Robert.
You guys
That's
are...
True.
Sure. I'm so confused right now.
We all are.
It's an old cartoon for kids.
Have you ever seen Rugrats?
Yeah.
Rugrats is a pretty good cartoon for kids. I think it was a 2002-2004 show, right?
I don't remember the exact...
They made a couple movies, though.
They did. I know about that. I did know about the movies. I don't remember the exact date that the show's been around for.
Too long.
You know.
I think they actually revitalized it and did 3D animation on it, which
3D?
I thought was awful.
Why would they 3D animate the Rugrats?
I don't know. There's some renders of it, though, which is awful.
You know an old cartoon?
What?
that would be great for you guys to watch?
No, I don't.
Sheriff Bravestar.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, this guy is spouting nonsense.
It's really old, and it only aired for like a couple of years because the company that made it went out of business from other endeavors.
Hmm.
Most of the cars that I like were only made for a couple of years.
Well, it's called Sheriff Bravestar. It started doing reruns on Cubo, like in 2013.
Cubo, oh my gosh. You just brought back a memory. Cubo, dude. There was a cartoon I would watch on Cubo. I don't remember what it was called.
I don't think I've ever. Like,
you've never watched TV?
No. Cubo.
Ah, it's just like a kids show program.
Okay.
There was this one show. I forgot what it was called. It had like a penguin. It was like very square.
The Penguins Madagascar?
No. I forgot.
Was it the one that says Newt Newt?
Pangola. That's what it was called. Pangola.
Pangola?
Yes. Oh, dude, that was my favorite show. Ice cream in that show made me...
Okay. No, it was not the one with space penguins.
No, that's a different one. What was that one called?
I don't know.
I think that was just called, like, Penguins from Outer Space. No?
Penguins in Space.
No,
that one sounds like
Let me look that up, because that's also another one I watched. Oh, my gosh. You are bringing back memories. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Another good old TV show that I used to watch, Pippi Longstocking.
I don't know what that one is either.
That's also another good one. Let me look this one up. 3-2-1 Penguins. That's what it was called.
Because they lift off, because they take off. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, dude. That was a good one. Dude,
I trained my penguin army to fly.
Can you make a penguin fly?
Well, my penguin army would like to prove you.
How do they fly?
Show you. They flap really hard.
They must have trained a ton to be able to do that.
I took them to the gym. Said only work your shoulders.
Only shoulders?
Only shoulders.
And
suddenly, I had a penguin army that could fly.
I do not recommend this for anybody who wants to try to fly themselves.
Only work shoulders. If you want to fly, you have to work your shoulders so you can get enough momentum with your hands to throw the air underneath you.
You'll have to work like for speed and agility. So
we are
use a treadmill but with your hands.
We are physically non-capable of flight.
Go to the gym and start army crawling on the treadmill.
Yeah.
You will not look like a psychopath at all. No one will judge you. Not one bit.
American Psycho, hey guy.
What? I didn't say anything about...
Psychopath.
Huh?
Switch it up.
Switching it up? I don't really think we should be talking about psychos, I'm going to be honest.
Even if you were to put fake wings on a person and have them flap their arms to try to fly, we would be incapable.
Icarus?
Yeah.
He
da
flew.
Vinci.
That is...
I don't know if it was
mythology.
Da Vinci.
Okay, but...
You're
listen,
a myth,
he
Robert.
He still flew. Okay, they might have been made out of wax. It might be difficult to make the exact same wax that he had, because...
It was special bee comb wax that I grew myself.
It's not real.
You're not real!
You know that me and Icarus actually went to school together?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He was in my 7th grade class.
What was he trying to go for, like, past high school?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
You
we
didn't
were 7th graders.
I went to school with David once.
Like the guy that took down Goliath?
Yeah.
Cool.
Neat.
Was he a smart guy?
Yeah.
From what I've read, he did a lot of pretty cool stuff.
I'm pretty sure he was a smart guy. He took down Goliath.
Yeah, that takes a lot of shoulder strength for one rock.
One rock.
Single rock. Dwayne Johnson himself was thrown by David.
Out of a piece of rope with a little bit of leather on it.
Yeah.
No, usually those slings were completely leather.
Oh. Yeah, that makes more sense.
How did they make leather back in the day before they knew what leatherworking was?
They just
Gabe, leatherworking
cut up
has,
a cow.
Gabe, I hate to break it
to
you.
It's a new invention, guys.
Listen, leather has been around longer than bread.
I thought Minecraft invented it.
Bread makes
I am
the world
going
go round.
To
that's true.
Yeah, I mean every if
it's
you look
money or food.
If you look really, really into it, every country and every culture has the same two things: a type of bread and a type of sword. All of them do. All of them have a unique type of bread and a unique type of sword that they made. It's awesome.
But we don't have a unique sword.
We did, actually, back in the day. We had an offshoot of, you remember English swords, right? They're like slightly curved blades, whatever.
The sabers. Fancy hilts.
Yes. Slightly longer, slightly thinner.
Probably just like some form of cavalry saber. Yes. I can't say cavalry.
I kind of like that for a little bit.
We had
a couple of those. Mainly, we just had a lot of farming tools that kind of got reinnovated into weaponry because we just had them.
I'm pretty sure that was actually like Puerto Rico and stuff. Somebody invaded them and they didn't have any actual weapons, so they switched all of their farming tools to practical use weapons like scythes and stuff.
Oh yeah,
they used them sickles. To cut grass. Yes,
I think the U.S.'s historical sword shouldn't be a sword. I think it should be an M2 Medusa.
That's not a sword.
I said it shouldn't be a sword.
It should be a sword. Every place has a sword.
Nah.
We do, yeah.
We're just better.
Yeah.
We get an M2 Medusa.
Japan, China, England, France.
They all got unique, really cool blades.
Yeah. When those stack up to an M2 Medusa.
Heck with it. You go to Rome, like, they got...
Well, yeah, back in the day, every, like, actual society that has built up had some kind of, like...
Cool
weapon. Yes.
They had some form of cool weapon, like Roman swords with the short handles.
Yes.
Heck with it, tridents, even though you don't really see a lot of fighters use them. Gladiators used them, though.
Yeah.
Which, sick.
They were just like really cool pitchforks.
They are. They're a glorified pitchfork. That's all they are.
With less prongs.
Yes,
with
one
less.
With less
prongs.
Maybe two less. Depends on what pitchfork you're using.
Yeah. And how lightweight it is, because most of them were used for like, because, I mean, you're a gladiator. You're a performer. So they were used for, like, jumps.
Who
leaps.
Turned my pitchfork really small so that I could eat food with it?
That's... Well, which kind? Because most small three-pronged forks are used for lobster.
Okay. I was thinking the four-pronged kind kitchen.
Now you've got an actual pitchfork.
Yeah.
That's really small. That's a fork.
Who took my pitchfork and decided, all right, we're going to shrink it down real, real tiny so that we can eat with it?
Which came first?
It was your mom.
The pitchfork or the fork?
That's a better question than everything else that I've ever heard.
Because, I mean, think about it. Which one had to have come first? Because one is used for farming. One is for eating whatever you farmed.
You're right.
So, which did people decide was more important first?
You would assume that they'd use a pitchfork first.
Yeah.
But did they make it before they were like, man, I don't want to touch this stuff while I eat it?
Maybe.
I'm going to Google
You can
it.
Also, like, harvest grain with hand.
You can. I mean, heck with it. It's kind of one of the first couple of things to do.
Before, I believe, industrialization, was that it? Or was it, like... something else.
Well, all right, which if you describe first? What you're talking about, maybe I'll figure it out.
When we had like that era where everything turned to machines and we actually started like figuring out how to use stuff.
Was industrialization.
Okay.
Yeah. Where we discovered, hey, factories are pretty neat.
They are.
Robert, what were you on about, Rob?
The fork is younger.
Wow. Okay.
The pitchfork came first.
Okay.
Pitchfork came first?
Yep.
Okay, that makes some sense.
It does.
Okay, then.
Ladies
All right.
and gentlemen, we have concluded our pitchfork saga. It came first. Fork after.
It just would have been really funny.
Oh, wait,
like...
no.
Oh.
No.
No.
The way around. Google lied to me in the first half.
Wow, okay.
See, this is why you've got to really look into what you're researching.
So fork was early, well, no, before the 4th century. And then the pitchfork was early Middle Ages.
So what you're telling me is people decided earlier on that, man, I don't want to touch my food with my bare hands because my hands are dirty. I should eat with a fork. And then later down the line, we're like, hey, you know what would be easier to farm for? With this thing, a bigger version of my fork.
I think if I gave like a hot Cheeto to some plague doctor, he would have exploded.
A plague doctor? No. They're already built to survive diseases. Now, if you gave it to, like, a medieval peasant that just has a bowl cut, desperately trying to survive off of what little bread, water he's given, he might not explode, but he will crumble over and turn into dust.
He'll be like...
That's not the noise he would make.
His lungs would evaporate.
Oh, not his lungs.
Stomach would just explode.
the amount of spice we could probably stuff into a hot Cheeto could kill.
I want a flavor blasted hot Cheeto.
No, you know what you should give? You guys know when Mountain Dew had that like spicy Dew for
hot,
a little bit?
Yeah,
what?
It was not good. It tasted, I'm going to be honest, Mountain Dew.
I never had it.
Dew makes some good flavors once in a while. This was not it. It was not it. So, give one of those to a medieval peasant. See what happens. I'm curious.
Let's give my medieval peasant a spicy Dew.
Major Melon's my favorite.
The acid reflux would be insane.
They didn't have Tums back then.
They didn't.
Should give them a Tums too.
Oh,
tell them,
dude,
take this 3 hours.
Take this magic solid elixir. You will be survived from the plagues of stomach.
You know?
From upset tummy disease.
I've never taken Tums because I never realized I have heartburn until after the heartburn's gone away.
So with me, I realize it about 15 minutes in when the pain doesn't stop. I'll feel like the upset throat sensation. It's like a very warm, kind of sharp pain in my chest.
It hurts.
I'll just continue to make the heartburn worse. And then I'll go home, go to sleep, wake up. I'm like, oh, that was heartburn that I had last night.
Yeah, it goes away with time, though.
Yeah, it just sucks to deal with.
Like, you can live through it. It's not like it's going to ruin your entire life and you're never going to live peacefully ever again without medication, but...
Just, like, eat a really greasy piece of bacon, lay down in bed. Today's the day that I have fallen, that I die. Allow me to see the sunset once more.
Normally, it's not grease for me. It's normally, like, tomato.
Tomato?
Tomato.
For me, it's just, like... I don't know. I don't, like, some sugary foods just, like,
sugar.
Really bring it up.
Just sugar.
Robert, how many onions do you think you could eat in one sitting? Just raw onions.
Raw onions.
Raw
wow.
onions.
Okay.
Can you imagine two onions?
Heck with it. Imagine three.
I think I could get a solid 15.
15 whole onions.
15 onions? You would willingly sit down and eat 15 whole onions?
Yes.
That's at some point, that's going to start stinging.
Yes.
Because of, like, the acid in the onion.
Yes, it does. I had one whole slice of onion. It was about maybe an inch thick. Never again.
Well,
I threw up.
Well, wait. It might depend on the onion. Because if it's a sweet onion, it's not going to sting as much.
Robert, imagine the spiciest onion ever.
There you go.
How many?
One fourth.
One fourth of that
man.
Onion? You got to fight through the pain. Eat the whole thing.
Eat the whole thing.
Skin and all.
Have you ever changed your spark plugs before, Pearman?
That's a unique question. Why?
Because I did it this last weekend.
Well, I can say I've never changed a spark plug in my life, but...
Pearman?
I did assist in changing the oil in my lawnmower.
How full is your gas tank?
How full is my gas tank? It's at a quarter. Why? Why are you asking me these questions?
Pearman, how much does gas normally cost for you?
Like $35, $40.
Pearman?
For a full tank?
Or full tank, yeah.
How big is your gas tank?
I'd like to say it's a little over 10 gallons. I'd say maybe 12.
You and mine are about the same.
12?
I got like a 12.57.
Pearman.
Anywhere between 12 to 15.
Robert.
When was the last time you rotated your tires?
Why are you asking me this?
Pearman, do your brakes work?
Yes. Last time I checked. Why?
Do you have an OBDI port in your car?
I'm no longer asking questions.
Pearman, where are your brake lines?
Where are my brake lines? I don't know. Where'd
Pearman.
You put them?
It's for you to find out.
For me to find out? Oh, boy, I love this scavenging quest to figure out if my car can drive.
Pearman, do you have power steering?
Yes.
Good. Do you still have power steering?
Gabe?
Hi, Pearman.
Why were you late this morning?
It was a
what
little...
were you doing to my car that caused you to be late this morning?
Pearman, I'm sorry. I woke up just a little early this morning, okay?
Pearman,
uh-huh.
When was the last time you changed your oil?
November 17th,
like, literally, 2010. not even a week. Man, maybe like 2 weeks ago I got it changed.
Can we change it for you?
I don't trust you near my car.
Don't.
You keep asking too many questions about my spark plugs, my oil, my brake lines...
I asked about the brake
lines.
He
asked about the brake lines.
Okay,
I just asked about the brakes.
Well, you... I don't know which...
Does your handbrake work?
My handbrake?
Yep.
Like the e-brake?
Yep.
I don't know. I've never had to, like, really use it.
Have you ever parked on an incline?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt your car lurch back when you shifted in a park?
Just a little bit.
Pearman, when was the last time you checked your tires for punctures?
That's a really good question.
Have you ever? If you don't feel something's off, do you ever check your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pearman, what's that grinding noise on the right side of your car?
Why are you in my car? How do you know about... There's no grinding noise.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You positive? Should check after school today.
You should stop making me paranoid about my car. I'm just trying to live my life right now.
Pearman, does your front door work okay?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Which one? Passenger or driver's?
I was talking about your house.
Huh?
Is your door handle on securely?
Yeah.
Does it lock?
Yeah.
How about the deadbolt?
Pearman, what's the code to your security system?
I'm answering no more questions.
About your security system. Do you have a little, like, safety lock at the top of your door like a normal
person? You
know
what, Gabe? Why don't we ask you some questions? What's your social security number? What's about your credit card number?
No. We're asking the questions here.
Rob. Answer the question, Gabe.
I don't know my social security number because I knew I'd be asked this question, and I cannot lie. I do not know it.
Me neither.
And my credit card number is something.
Mm-hmm. Can I see it?
No.
You can see my credit card.
Pearman, when he pulls it out, I need you to grab his credit card.
No, there isn't.
So, see, your credit card's going to be useless. I didn't mean to do that. And your card might have something on it, Gabe.
The best I have is $30 that I owe to the bank.
Your gym card?
Yeah, my gym card.
Don't give that back. Take a bite out of it. Oh, he gave it back.
Yeah?
That's really unfortunate.
What?
Personally, I would have kept that.
We know.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can have my social security number.
Can you, please?
No, you can actually have it. I do have it.
Do not read it out on air.
I was about to read it out on air.
That would have been terrible, Gabe.
My name is Robert, and my social security number is... Do you think you can get it changed after something like that happens?
I don't know, and I'm not going to take a gamble. So I'd say PSA announcement for anybody with a social security number. Keep that to yourself.
Pearman. Yeah.
Don't just like start throwing it around at people.
Pearman, do you lock your deadbolt at night?
Yeah.
Do you lock your bedroom door?
Why do you guys want to know?
Is your window in your room locked?
Yeah, it's locked. What do you want about?
Do you have tint on your windows? Any of them at all?
I don't know.
Are you sure all the screws on your all the nuts on your tires are tight?
You should check them with your fingers.
Hey, Rob, do you have all the pistons in your engine?
I don't have a car.
Womp womp.
I think I might be missing my fourth piston.
I don't have a license.
Piston 3 just went shooting out the hood.
No, it's just gone. Yeah, I don't know where it went.
That's
I've never gone looking for
the 3.
Yeah.
What did you just say, Robert?
That's very casual of a Mazda 3.
Yeah.
It is, yes.
Shifting into fifth from second gear, having piston 3 go flying through the roof.
Fifth from second?
No, third to fifth.
Third to fifth?
Yeah.
No, that's not how it works. It's fifth to third.
Yeah, you're thinking of money shifting.
Yes.
That's
when your engine goes kablooey.
Kaboom boom?
Yes. Yeah.
Either way, piston 3 is going flying.
Normally, your engine will take at least one of those, though.
Yeah. Engines are...
And then it goes flying.
Yes. It's meant to take a little bit of a little blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
Pearman?
Honestly, the worst thing that can really happen during that...
What material is your chassis made of?
Why do you want to know? You're going to try to rust it? Is that what you're trying to go for? You're going to come to my house and just start pouring water on my car?
No.
Pearman?
I just winked at him.
What material is your engine block made of?
Out of my lock... I'm going to stop answering questions from this guy. Gabe.
How much sandpaper do you have?
Like, on me right now?
No, just in general.
In general? I think we get, like, two different types of sandpaper. Like, the really, really fine grain and larger grain.
What's your really fine grain?
What's my really fine grain? I don't know, man.
I need really fine because my sword has rust on it.
Ooh, yeah. That, you might be able to just treat that with, like...
I tried.
Because, like, there's some, like... chemicals out there that can like revert, not really revert rust, but can dissolve rust.
Yes, yeah. Vinegar, salt and a lemon, I believe tomato and sugar I might be wrong.
I don't know.
That
there's
one.
A lot of Paramount. Ways you can just like get rid of rust.
And yes.
Return something back to its good state.
Paramount, why were we at 1520 Johnson Drive 3 days ago?
Johnson what? Drive.
Johnson Drive. That's a.
Sounds like somebody's last name.
Uh huh. Dwayne.
Why are you talking about a
you
stone?
You just started mugging, mewing.
Why are you talking Look about maxing? A stone?
The stone?
Specific stone.
Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of stones, we're about to...
I'm going
to
throw one at Rob.
Okay, all right. I should probably not let you do
now.
That.
The
I'm queuing up the next song. We're out of time today. Thank you so much for listening this Thursday. We've had a beautiful, wonderful time with you all. No, we haven't. Nobody's talked to us. Thanks for listening anyways. Boys, it's a pretty good day.
It's always a good day.
Speaking of good days, Slow Dive is coming to town May 5th. This band right here, song that you're hearing, is When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.